Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
You were last interviewed about a year ago on KD&K, and maybe bring us up to date on what has happened for Ascendigo in the past year that you're particularly proud of or excited about?
Sure. Well, you know, Ascendigo has been here in the Roaring Fork Valley for 15 years. We're celebrating our 15th anniversary. The last 5 years have been significant growth as we've expanded beyond just being a summer camp for kids with autism. Our programming does include, as you mentioned, behavioral therapies for local families that we offer year-round. We also have a life enrichment program that is available for adults, and we're currently providing services to about a dozen different adults that live throughout the valley here. And I think, you know, that's probably the area that we're experiencing some of the most rapid growth. You know, prior to Ascendigo being here in the valley, families that had children with autism really didn't have a resource like they do now. And we certainly are very proud of the fact that we have services that are available for these families, and they don't have to travel to the Front Range in order to be able to receive those services like they've had to in the past.
How many people does Ascendigo currently employ? I guess I was reading in one of the press releases you're now one of the larger employers in Carbondale.
We are. We actually have about 35 full-time employees. In addition to that, we provide part-time opportunities for about 10 additional staff. And then during the summer, when we have our summer camp and our transition programs, we bring on an additional 60 to 65 seasonal employees. So we're close to 100 when you look at the number of employees that we provide vocational opportunities for.
Could you maybe compare and contrast how Ascendigo started 15 years ago, their vision then versus the vision now?
Well, as I said before, you know, we started as a camp for kids with autism. Sally Bernard is our founder. She's a local person that lives in Aspen, and she has triplet boys that are now 31 years old. And so 15 years ago, when she was looking at what kinds of opportunities her boys had for summer, she could very easily figure out what to do with two of those children. But because one of them had autism, there really wasn't much that she could do. And so that's how she started. Back then, it was called Extreme Sports Camp. And we changed our name to Ascendigo about 4 or 5 years ago. We have evolved to be really a comprehensive year-round provider for autism services. We have a national reputation. We have people from all over the country. In fact, we also, in addition to our summer camp, offer skiing lessons during the winter. And we have people from all over the world that are coming to ski with Ascendigo. We're really the only adaptive program in the country that specializes in helping athletes that have autism learn how to ski or water ski or go horseback riding or whatever, all the different kinds of sports that we offer here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Peter, what got you interested in working with the autistic community, and what specifically brought you to Ascendigo?
So I got recruited about 23 years ago when my own son was diagnosed with autism. He's now 26 years old, and my wife and I have been very committed to helping him in his life. And then about 15 years ago, I decided to leave my job in corporate America and do this on a full-time basis. So I've worked in the autism advocacy field for the last 15 years, first with two national organizations, and then I ran an agency in New Jersey for about 3 years prior to moving out here on a full-time basis 2 years ago. So my son was a camper at Ascendigo, or back then at Extreme Sports Camp. My wife and I also were on the board for a number of years. My middle son, who is not affected by autism, was a counselor at the camp for several years. So Ascendigo has always kind of been a big part of our life for the last 15 years. And I just think it's a great opportunity for us to be part of something that is really unique and different, and hopefully will be a model for other organizations throughout the country to follow.
What's your vision for Ascendigo? Where do you want to take the organization?
I think we continue to work with this community to create opportunities for the people that we serve. Last year, Ascendigo served over 225 clients between our camp, our full-time programs, and so forth. So I think there's still room for growth. I think we live in a very unique place where a community does embrace people who present in a different way. And we recognize as a community here that we can really help improve the quality of life for those that are on the autism spectrum. It's not just here in Carbondale, but it's really throughout the entire valley. So I think, you know, I want to continue to take advantage of what we have here. Longer term, I think there are opportunities for the Ascendigo brand to look at other communities throughout the country and to be able to create a footprint that works and is proven because, you know, right now, one in 59 children are diagnosed with autism. And so there's a lot of need out there. And I think we have programming that is relevant for this community. And we are looking forward to doing some research with some collaborators, universities, and so forth to really demonstrate that what we're doing here in Carbondale is leading to really some pretty amazing outcomes. And I think there's an opportunity for us to be able to share that with the rest of the world.
And Ascendigo's biggest fundraising event of the year is coming up in Aspen on Saturday, February 16th. Tell us more.
It's actually called Ascendigo Blue Aspen. It used to be called Light It Up Blue, but we changed the name 2 years ago. This is, as you said, our largest fundraiser of the year. It takes place over President's Weekend, which is one of the most popular weekends in the Valley. And we're expecting about 250 guests to be attending this annual fundraiser. We historically have raised over $500,000 each year at this event. The proceeds will go to help fund scholarships so that we can make our camps and programs available to more of our participants. And it's an opportunity for us to create awareness around autism.
Looks like a combination of food, some live music. You've got a U2 tribute
band. It's called Joshua Tree. They're out of Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Cool. And also, who's emceeing the event?
Chris Davenport, world-class skier and mountaineer. He's done it several times in the past. He had to take the year off last year because he was at the Olympics. But we're thrilled to have Chris back.
Where's the word Ascendigo come from?
It really comes from two words. One is to ascend. We work with our clients to be able to help them reach their peak or their potential. And indigo is a color of blue, and blue is kind of the most popular color for autism. And so those two words coming together is how we came up with Ascendigo.
Peter, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Peter Bell, the president and CEO of Ascendigo Autism Services, a nonprofit organization. They are Carbondale-based, one of the larger employers in Carbondale, offering year-round outdoor recreational opportunities for kids and adults and a comprehensive life program for adults and behavior therapies for children. Again, their 8th annual Ascendigo Blue Aspen event is coming up at the Hotel Jerome Saturday, February 16th. I'm Mark Dugan for KDNK News.